Hey. Success.
Welcome to Life, Liberty, and Equip Podcast. I'm Greg Davis, founder of Neomag, and a firm believer that life is worth living boldly, liberty should be used for good, and we all have a calling to be prepared, to equipped to pursue it. Every week, we explore what it means to live with intention and carry the tools and mindset that prepare us for whatever comes. We'll dive into topics around the freedoms we cherish, the gear we trust, and the skills that equip us. This is more than a podcast. It's a mission. Life, liberty, and equipped to pursue it. We're coming to you live on the Neomag YouTube and Facebook accounts, and we'll be bringing your live comments into the conversation today. If you're listening to the recorded podcast, you can catch us every Wednesday, 1 p.m. Eastern, and be part of the live. You can get involved with us on our Discord server. Link is in the chat, and if I remember to put it in the show notes. If you're part of the Neomag Insiders Club, we'll have a discount code ready for you later in the show. Insiders Club is free to join, and you'll get access to exclusive episodes, discounts, and more. You can sign up using the pop-up on our website at theneomag.com. Also with me today, in person, Tiberius Giblin.
Hello, 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 everyone.
To my left here, we have Michael Billings and Nate Hills.
What's going on?
Yeah, we have Tib in town today. We got Tib. Why are you here?
I'm not sure. You told me to come out here, and I said, okay, I'll come out. And I think we're going to the range.
Yeah, we're going to go. We're going to ORD.
Mm-hmm.
So
Ohio Range Day.
Ohio Range Day.
He came for the meat and cheese board.
That was a real reason.
Yeah, Mike had a big spread for us today. That was quite delicious. Mm. And so if you're watching live, we have a new setup here. After having Rick on last week and having four people around that big table, it just felt it was hard. So I was like, let's try something different. So we got these chairs and tables, and I don't know. If you're watching, let us know what you think. I think it looks pretty nice.
It's comfy.
It's definitely comfy. Just feels a little more like a living room, conversational, rather than, you know, sitting around a fancy table. Mm. So I don't know. I like the vibe.
Yeah, I think you guys should have a dad joke for this vibe. There's got to be a dad joke.
I'm not quick witted enough to think of one on the spot. Sorry.
Oh man. Yeah.
But so Nate, why don't you hit the lifer and sounder and lifer sounder.
Life isn't just the big moments. Yay. It's the everyday joys worth protecting. Family, friends, and community. Let's talk about what makes life rich.
So today we're changing things up a little bit. Not only visually and here have we changed things up, but because we're getting ready for ORD, I'm just going to be straight up. We did not have a ton of time to really put a lot of thought into what I wanted to talk about this week. I know last week I kind of teased that we're going to talk about just everything that's gone on the last couple of weeks, with Charlie Kirk, with the woman that was killed on the bus, with school shootings. Just like there's been a lot that has gone on, and we talked a little bit about it yesterday, and we all have a lot to say on it all. However, we felt like we needed more time to really prepare all the correct thoughts to do it well on the podcast, and just again with prepping for ORD, felt like we just didn't have the time to give it the attention that it needs. So I actually thought we would kind of change this up a little bit this week. We're actually not going to have a Liberty and Equip segment. We're just going to kind of hang out, kind of go back to what the original lives before we started doing this as a podcast. We would just kind of hop on live, and do some silly would you rather questions. We would normally show a product or something like that. But honestly, we'd spend most of the time just kind of chatting with each other, with the people that are on the live. And so I actually have a bunch of 10 would you rather questions that we can do. But first, I thought we'd just kind of catch up, with each other and what's going on with life. Tib, you want to start? What's going on with you?
I'm going to Ohio this week. I don't know if you guys know that. Yeah, going to Ohio.
When are you going?
This morning.
Oh, okay.
About 2 hours ago.
Oh, nice.
I missed my dogs already.
Yeah, but you were cuddling with my dog.
I was. That's why I had your dog to hold me over and get my dog fixed. It's my dog's 2-year gotcha day. We got our dog 2 years ago today. And so I didn't get to see him yet. So we'll do a video call later. And there's a cheeseburger waiting for him in the refrigerator.
So. A cheeseburger?
Oh, yeah.
I was spoiled.
Yeah. Well, just a hamburger. No cheese.
Spoiled.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's his little anniversary. So we got a hamburger coming. And Yeah, kids both have music concerts that I'm going to miss.
Oh,
oh shucks.
Gosh.
Oh, well. And that's about it.
Is it the... At the end?
Yeah. My daughter plays saxophone. My son plays trumpet. Actually pretty good.
But you hear it all the time at the house here.
Yeah, it is very, very cool when they play together, when they both know the song and they're jamming together.
I was going to say, do they play like the same song together?
A lot of times, yeah. So my daughter knows a lot, being she's 4 years old, and knows a lot more advanced music, but she still remembers a lot of the stuff he's learning, and there's a lot of carryover. So they do jam out together, and they'll do Star Wars together.
Oh, that's cool.
All the time. So it is cool when they jam out.
So it sounds like you need to get like a drum kit.
Yes. He is learning the drums now. That's something he's learning, and I don't want that in the house. He can learn that at school if he wants.
Yeah.
But the concert's pretty cool. In Providence, Rhode Island, they have something called Waterfire in the summer and the fall, where they have these like metal fire pits out on the in the middle of like this little river, and they light all of the fire pits, and they have live music playing and whatnot. So. That's what they're going to play. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that sounds like a good time.
Yeah. Very good. How about you, Nate?
Well, I think I said this last week, but we're in the midst of camping season. So in the next 5-6-ish weeks, I'm camping like 4 times. So I'm camping this weekend, camping next weekend. Have 1 or 2 weeks off. Camping again, and then I'm camping one last time the first weekend of November. That'll be the last one for the season, then close out the camper and put it away. So we're in the midst of getting all that stuff ready. We were getting the camper ready last night. I was making beds in the camper, was putting food away, dry food stock, putting that away, getting the refrigerator turned on, had the kids packing some clothes to put away. We're trying to get it so that they're packing clothes up that we can put in the camper this weekend, but when we get back, we can just wash and put right back in. That way we don't have to repack. So it'll just be pull out, wash, throw right back in. So it's not having to repack. So we did that. What else did we do? I can't remember. Oh, you know, lawn chair or folding chairs, folding tables, hot dog skewers, those kind of things all were getting put away. We actually haven't gotten to camp much this year. We only camped once in the spring. So a lot of the stuff that I normally would have just always in the camper have come out throughout the summer. So all of that stuff had to be put back in, hammocks, all of that stuff. So we're getting all that stuff ready for the next 5-6 weeks, and then we'll be camping a lot. So basically that's most of what's going on for us, is just getting ready for all of that. So it'll be nice. Unfortunately, it's raining right now. We were supposed to carry a bunch of stuff out to the camper, which we didn't do, which will probably happen either tonight or tomorrow night, so that we can have all of that stuff ready, so that once work and the kids get back from school on Friday, we can just hook up and drive. Most of the camping we're doing is only within 45 minutes to an hour from home. So yeah, it's an easy run, right? You just hook up the camper after, throw the kids in the vehicle and drive. It's not something that you have to spend hours and hours. We're not getting there in the dark. We just get there, pull in, set the camper up, and 30 minutes after we get there, we're ready to go. So nice. Super easy, no big deal. So that's what we're doing. And then the only other camping trip we've got outside of that is I've got a men's retreat is one of the 4 camping trips. And that one's a little bit more involved because it's more backpacking. But other than that, that's what I've got going on. So it's just nice. All camping prep. So
we're heading into a perfect camping season.
Camping in November sounds miserable.
Oh no, it's great. So it's my favorite. It's actually my favorite camping trip of the year. Well,
you have to remember they have a camper.
Still too cold.
It's my favorite camping trip of the year. We almost always go on the time change weekend. It's not necessarily that we plan it that way. It just happens to be that we go on that weekend. So we drive out. We almost always go to the same campground with the same folks. Excuse me. And it's just wonderful. I think it was 2 years ago. It actually snowed a little bit on us. Not a lot, just a little bit, but we had a fire going the whole time. It was really, really nice. We just get to be outside and enjoy it. The campgrounds are not busy because
everyone's gone at that point.
Yeah, it's the first weekend of November, so most of the tent campers are avoiding. You have a few holdouts that are coming out, but most of the tent campers are gone. There's a few people that are coming out with their campers, but even those guys, most of them are closing those up for the season. I mean, I'm pushing it even hitting November because you're really probably should be putting your antifreeze in the lines and everything at that point. I'll do it the next weekend, but, and you don't have the super deep freezes, so it's not a big deal.
Yeah, so you won't get that cold.
One cold front comes through though. And
yeah. So, I mean, but it's always one of my favorite ones to close out the year is that last camping trip. So that's one of my favorites. It's not a big deal. It's a lot of fun. Really enjoy just going out for that last one. And like I said, that first weekend, it's almost always the first weekend of November. It's a 45-minute drive after work, run down. We spend the weekend. It's relaxed. We don't do anything. We don't hike. We just hang out around the fire. Kids ride their bikes on the campground, you know, streets and everything, play on the playground, and we just chill. It's probably the most relaxing one of the year.
I just love when you can sit around the fire during the day.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing.
It's so hot. I love day fire sitting.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. That is the best one. Cause even so this next weekend or this coming weekend, I think the weather should still actually be good this weekend, but it's going to be in the mid 70s.
It's going to be warm this weekend.
It's too warm to sit around the fire during the day. It'll be fine at night, which is wonderful, but I want to go to bed. I'm not a late night person.
I love getting
anyways.
Up in the morning, kicking the fire back up. Cause it's just making breakfast on the fire and just kind of sitting around the fire all day, make lunch on the fire.
Yeah.
Make dinner on the fire and just repeat.
Right.
Oh, that's the best.
So this next weekend will probably be a little bit warm for day, all day fire.
Yes.
Not this coming weekend, but the weekend after again is iffy.
Yeah.
We will have my men's retreat in a couple weeks will be, it really just depends. Mid-October can either be...
could be dramatically different.
Yeah, it could be 65, 50, or 55, 65, somewhere in there, or it could be mid-70s. Who knows? We normally have the fire going throughout the day. We may not be sitting next to it, but we just have it going.
Yeah.
But it just depends. It'll be cold at night, for sure. Mm-hmm. It's October. It's not going to be warm at night, but it's iffy. But November, it will be cold enough to have a fire going all day, so, which will be awesome. So, yeah.
Have you, Mike?
This weekend was a busy weekend. And the lady came into town, came to see me. We went and shot a two-gun night match, got to shoot 100 nods.
That looked awesome.
Had a blast. My IR lasers weren't completely zeroed, so there's a 200-yard shot that you had to let ring. And by the time, you know, the fourth, the fifth shot comes along and you're just like, I can't see where I'm impacting. I just mag dumped it. It's all fun. This
accuracy
match
by volume.
Yes, volume by fire. So finished the first stage like that. But it was fun. A good buddy of mine, Devin, with Spectre Solution, hosts it. He had night vision for us too. I borrowed your pair of nods, had the helmet set up. I ran a boonie, which to my surprise, it actually worked relatively well for duels. Now, when you put the quads on there, probably not so much. No. But got some good photos. Went out to eat down in Cleveland. Had an amazing dinner at the Pier W and the Summer Place. Made reservations for one. The vibe wasn't all that great, so had appetizers. And then Pier W was next door, so had oysters, so fresh seafood. Not as fresh as where you're at, but it's as close as I can get for where I'm at inland. Golly, what else did we do? Did photos. I went to a gun store at Summit Armory and ended up leaving with OA Defense pistol. So now I have to get another holster and get set up and get everything for it. Got to shoot it a little bit. We're going to shoot it. I was told via the instructions, you have to break it in nice and slowly for the first 100 rounds. Oops. So the mag dump was quick, right? It wasn't that many rounds.
So are 20 splits slow enough?
Yeah. So we'll slow it down and break it in, but we will absolutely be shooting it this weekend. I have got the holster, got the light on it at lunch. So got the 6360 from Safari Land. So we're set for that. So jam packed weekend, made the charcuterie board, got to relax on Sunday. That's a gift from Hannah to you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Hannah.
For that, the charcuterie board is phenomenal. So I'm super stoked for ORD. I think this is like my fourth year in a row, maybe fifth year. I can't remember the first one. Honestly, it's been just year after year. The, like we mentioned last week, the camaraderie, I'm so excited to see faces only that I get to talk in passing or text through, you know, social media, but to see everybody come back together. And I'm actually excited about our camping endeavors. So
I say, I'll be honest. I'm just as excited.
I'm really excited about that. I wish you were camping with us. Yeah,
I'm just as excited for the camping as I am anything else. It's just like, we could just go away and just do, I would say dude stuff, but there's, it's not just dude stuff. Like there's women there that rock too. So, but just like, just go and just do gun stuff and guy stuff. And I don't know, there's fire, there's explosions, there's helicopters, there's camping. There's like that. Just, there's nothing about this that is not going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. That's the, that's honestly, I'm right there with you. Getting to be with you guys, getting to see all the familiar faces. And then at the end of the day, it's, we're not working, but we're still in that work environment with people that love the Neomag products, love the faces behind Neomag, and we get to just fellowship. And hopefully, fingers crossed, you know, I get that cab put on tonight so we have it set up so I can come camping, and then we'll be twinsies.
I'm excited for the helicopter.
Yeah,
I cannot wait for that.
Yeah, so we're gonna get to shoot from a helicopter. I got to do it like 3-4 years ago, something like that. And it'll be Mike's been in the bird before, but not shoot from it. He's never done it before. Joey, that's coming with us, has never done it. So
Joey's gonna love
it. I'm just excited to watch you guys enjoy.
Can I rent like a saw before I do it?
There is
Parker Mountain.
Parker Mountain does have stuff that I've seen people take up. So I don't.
That would be cool.
Get the Metas and get the just belt fed. Ooh, right there.
Yeah.
Request. Let's make some request.
Yeah.
This episode's sponsored by.
I'm definitely looking forward to it. Like I said, I've been kind of getting ready all this week. Yesterday, I had some arts and crafts time. I made some wood, sheet wood panels with some holes in it for ports that you're going to have to shoot through. So our drill for this is going to be pretty fun. It's a variation of something I've done before there years ago, but I added some more movement to it. It's going to be a good time. And I mean, like, we do have to work our booth, but like it's a shooting bay. Like we get to,
it's not hard. It's talking.
Yeah. It just, you know,
the one thing I'm good at.
That's why you're here.
Are you, some would argue you're not even good at that accent.
I
won't argue that.
He's good at the talking. It's the listening to it.
I can talk. Doesn't mean you can understand what I say, fair enough, but I can talk all day.
Honestly, that's, I don't remember what I did over the last weekend, but that's kind of where I've been at. And then, you know, kind of prepping for Tib to be here, and we're going to go get a good dinner tonight. I think I'm going to take you guys to my favorite restaurant.
You have a favorite restaurant? What?
Yeah. Have I told you about that before?
No, never. Never once.
Timber Lodge in Medina. Nate's been there.
It's wonderful. You're going to enjoy it.
It is.
What do you recommend?
Everything.
They're known for their prime rib.
Which I've actually never gotten there.
I haven't got for years because their steak is so good.
So it's a meat and potatoes type
looking
of place.
At the steak. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I almost always listen to their specials and I think I've always gotten a special.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say they always have, cause I've only been there 4 or 5 times, but they've almost always had a ribeye of some sort on the specials list.
Last time we were there, they had the tomahawk.
That was fantastic.
That's
a lot of meat.
It comes out on a plate that's like 2 feet long and the bone like takes up the whole thing and it's like, oh
yeah. So, I mean, you can't go wrong with that. They've got their mashed potatoes. They have some fantastic, wonderful, truffle something or other.
Mashed potatoes. Extra hard before
everything.
But yeah, so Timber Lodge is fantastic. If you are in the Medina, Akron area.
Yeah. Even from Cleveland, it's worth
it. Yeah. Go to Timber Lodge. It's well worth it. But I've never actually, like I said, I've never had the thing that they're known for being prime rib. I've never actually had that. I've gotten anything else, but I don't, every time I've gone with people, I've actually only gone with you once.
Yeah, I think so.
I think I've only gone with you once. And when I've gone with people, everyone's gotten a variety of things and no one's ever disappointed.
Nothing's ever bad. Everything's my wife usually likes the filet.
Their wedge salad, which is amazing.
So they have cake there. The cake is this slice you get is as big as your head.
Wow. Okay.
I also saw they have adult root beer. with like Bailey's and Kahlua. And yeah, that sounds good. Delicious.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to have a good time.
There. You should come into town more often. I've been here almost 2 years and never been to this place. Just heard of it.
I mean,
that's true.
The last time.
I haven't been there.
The last time that I went with Greg was when Braden and Dusty left.
Yeah. It was kind of their send off.
Yeah, when you guys both came on. Ago, so. Yeah.
And I'll be back in December.
Air
so.
Five. Yeah. Win for
I only really get to go there on my birthday. So I'm taking this as an opportunity to take myself there. Yeah.
It's well worth
He's treating himself, not us.
Yeah, it's well worth it.
It is. So good. So that'll be fun. I'm sure next week we'll have a lot more to talk about with ORD and kind of recapping it. So we don't need to spend. So last week we talked to Rick, who puts on the whole thing. We don't need to dive too deep into that because we're probably going to want to talk about it a lot next week.
Yeah, if you guys didn't join us last week, either live or haven't listened to it, go back and listen.
Yeah.
We got to talk with Rick Crawley, who owns Achilles Heel Tactical, who puts on ORD. He had some great things to say. We got to hear a little bit of his background, hear about what he emphasizes in his training, why he does the things the way he does, and just who he is. It was a great conversation, so go check that out.
Yeah. Hearing his story, he shared some stories that he said he's never really shared before, so we got some exclusive content.
Exclusive.
Ooh, juicy.
All right, so like I said, I got some would you rathers here. I don't know that these are all great, but we're going to go through them because I think some of them might be great.
Patriotic Pangolin, you should 100% go with your wife for a date night too.
Oh, yeah. If you're within an hour drive, I think you could drive an hour and go there and not be disappointed. honestly, I think you're good.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I gotta stop eating these meat and cheese boards.
Yeah. All right. So guys and gals, would you rather live in a world with robots doing all physical labor or AI making all decisions for you?
Robots.
Yeah, I think I don't want AI making my decisions. So I guess because this is a either or, I'm going with robots for physical labor simply because I just don't want AI making my decisions.
Nope. I don't trust anything or anyone enough. Robots.
It's like that movie Divergent. Like they have to pick which category you're going to. Mm. Yeah, I'm going to go with the robots too. Like I don't know if I want AI making all the decisions.
I'm with you. But at the same time, I don't know that I want robots. Like, so I'm assuming that robots are doing all physical labor. So they are.
It's not ideal.
Making and putting together, I don't know, elevators, escalators, buildings, like getting into things that may not have been put together.
Listen,
the right way.
I've been in a lot of sketchy elevators and a lot of hotels that were put together by humans. I already don't trust those either. So
yeah, I mean, there's air
I'll
both
be in
ways,
one in
I
2 hours.
It's like funeral music, but elevator music.
There's some things I want, again, I know that humans are fallible and can also make mistakes, but I don't know.
You got to pick one though.
I mean, I'd probably side with you guys in general, but I'm just trying to think of the other side of this is like, if I say I'm making all decisions, but robots are doing everything, downside of that.
But AI is making all decisions, all of them.
But I feel like my life,
all decisions.
I make decisions.
All decisions.
Like I make
all decisions.
A million decisions.
All
in a day.
Decisions.
Everyone.
He said, "What's the two sides to that?"
Like I'm
all decisions.
I'm thankful that I'm a decisive person, and I don't mind making. But I make, like, when it comes to running a business and having a family, and also like I make so many decisions every day, and a lot of them are really hard. And it would just be nice to not have to make so many decisions.
Bro. But do you have that much faith in AI?
What pants to wear today? You don't get to make that decision.
Yeah, you don't get to choose.
See, that's not really a decision.
It's like, what do you eat? What are you going to eat?
No, that's a decision. 100%.
So there are things in my life that I have removed decision-making from. I don't know if I told you guys about this before.
And pants are one of them?
In my closet, I have my t-shirts in one segment, like long-sleeve button-ups, hoodies.
It doesn't count.
Pants and shorts. It is whatever's on the left.
I do the same thing.
Whatever's on the left. I don't
when
have
I put clothes away, they go to the right, and I take whatever's to the
exactly.
left.
Exactly. I don't have
that's
that decision.
That's fine.
Listen, mine's in that order.
But what if AI has said they've decided because they can?
You don't get to.
You're wearing pants and it is 120 degrees outside and 100% humidity.
Touché.
That's what the AI decided to do.
You're jumping off a bridge.
I guess what I'm saying is AI doesn't have to make a decision because that's not a decision that needs to be made. So AI would not be picking my clothes because there's not a decision to be made.
AI is making all decisions.
Do you eat or do you not eat? Is that a decision?
They may pick what clothes you have in the closet too.
That's what I'm saying.
You may come to work in like a tutu.
I was looking at some of the comments here. what's some of the comments here? We got Dan says AI is already doing that. What is he saying that to?
Robots. He's saying that they're already making all the decisions.
Yeah. Robots, but I generally choose too quick and then second guess after the decision. Yep. I think if Penguin says, I think if robots take care of monotonous or laborious tasks, it could help us focus on more important things. Yeah. And if you don't, straight to jail.
Straight to jail.
Yeah, so maybe like, now, again, this question did word it as all decision making.
Exactly.
So
that's what I'm saying.
You draw that line.
Yeah.
You made it a very definitive thing.
I did.
All physical labor.
Actually, you know what? The funny thing is
AI did it. AI made it. So there you go. All physical labor, all decisions. I'm going all physical labor. I don't want them making my pants decisions. I would like to decide what pants I'm
but
wearing
I like
today.
To do labor too. Like I like to make things and I like
you
to
can't
like,
have your cake and eat it
to not be able to.
He's going to have a cake tonight though.
This was a would you rather. You set it up.
ChatGPT set it up.
Stink intentionally.
Yeah, they both. Yeah,
you have
right.
To take
yeah,
a bite both, of one.
Yeah, there are pros and cons to both. Would you rather spend a year?
He didn't answer.
I don't. Would you rather spend a year exploring space on a small ship, or a year deep sea diving in uncharted ocean?
Space.
Say that again.
space or oceans for a year?
Space.
In a small rocket ship.
Yes, yeah, it did say small in a small ship.
Spaceship.
It doesn't actually specify the size of whatever sub you're in.
Yeah, it doesn't.
This could be massive.
But what could be small could be really big, too, for a spaceship.
I'll take my chances underwater.
Going underwater.
Yeah.
I don't know. After all that ocean gate, I'm good.
I feel like there's maybe more to see underwater.
Or not
depends
see.
Depends how deep you get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get deep, there's nothing.
The absence of light.
But space, I mean, how far into space am I going? Because you have to go. The closest thing's the moon, right? So
that's pretty far. We haven't been back since what?
I was waiting for. Don't get going with that tin foil.
Yeah,
hat.
I'm sure you can get there in a year.
The moon?
Oh, yeah.
You'll be there in like several hours.
Yeah, a couple hours, I think.
Only but if AI says yes.
The problem is beyond that. And that's then you get into the whole space-time continuum thing. Then you come back and it's actually been 5 years. I don't. That just blows my mind.
What about the shrinking in space too? Like the, I guess deformation or the change of your body because like you would think you would elongate, but they've talked about the studies of it. Like your spine elongates because of no pressure, no gravity, vice versa.
There is an interesting thing. So I actually need to look into the results of it. But there were There's a set of identical twins. Both astronauts.
Yeah.
One went up to space for a year. He lived in space or maybe it was 6 months. I can't remember the length of time. It was a lengthy period of time. And the goal was to see what genetically changed over that period of time because they're identical. So genetically the exact same. And the discussion was what changed between that period of time. Now I didn't get to see what the results were. I actually got to meet the guy at a conference. He came and spoke at the conference.
Very cool.
Really, really neat. Interesting discussion, but super, super interesting from a perspective of they're identical. There has to be some shift of some sort, even if it's just physiologically, maybe not at the genetic level, but physiologically some shifts while you're in space for, again, I can't remember if it was 6 months or a year. It was a lengthy period of time. So look into that. Google search, it'll pop up. Super interesting. But I vote space. Deep sea scares me.
Deep sea. Yeah, I think I'm going space.
I'm going space. It's small. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm not claustrophobic. My camper's pretty small. It's fine. Don't give me my kids. I'll be all right.
Could you adjust your floating? Zero gravity?
I don't know.
I love floating in the salt floats, and that's essentially zero gravity, so that sounds great to me.
Now, would you live underwater?
Absolutely not.
Have you seen the like hotels or apartments or like
for like a night? Go, like, sure.
Are there mermaids?
Oh Lord.
I'm telling your wife.
Yeah. Oh, she knows I have a thing for Ariel.
Weird.
Please leave it at that. We do not want any more specific.
Ariel is my first crush and I've not got over her.
Dan, never to what?
It's like Jasmine.
Daisy Duke was my first crush.
Patriotic Pangolin also agrees space because it's the final frontier. He clearly has watched Star Trek like some of us.
Dan says, underwater is just space with fish.
It's not wrong. A little more pressure.
No stars.
That's funny.
But never to what, though, Dan? Never to space or never to the ocean? Which one? That's very... doesn't really give us an answer. That's the real question.
All right, well, he's waiting for that. We're going to go to the next one. Would you rather give up your smartphone for a year or your favorite food for forever?
Smartphone for a year.
Yeah, that one.
That's not even a question.
Yep, that was pretty easy.
Smartphone.
I would just give up a phone. Doesn't it, like,
no phone
just,
at all.
I would just not have a phone for a year.
I'd like to have, like, a basic flip for emergencies, but I'd be fine without it.
I 100% could go without the phone for a year.
I do stay at home all day, too, so.
I say that I would like to not have a phone, but I honestly think I would have a hard time with that. At least at first.
In the beginning.
I think you would.
Yeah. It's interesting because actually one of the camping trips I have, the one that's backpacking is essentially a phone device free event. It's a men's retreat down in Cincinnati. I put my phone, I take my watch off. I don't have any devices with me. I leave it in the truck. It'll be Friday at like 2. I'll put it all in my truck. I won't see it again until 2 or 3 o'clock on Sunday. And there's a period of time for like an hour or two where you're like, oh, you're used to having something. Yeah. And when you get back to the truck on Sunday, you're like, oh, I don't want to touch it. Yeah. Like, I just don't want to turn it back on.
It's dirty.
And I haven't talked to my wife. I haven't talked to friends. I haven't talked to my parents or anything. And you're like, well, I don't need to though. And it's not that I don't miss my wife or my kids or anything like that, but I'm like, I'm going to go home and see them short of some disaster having happened, which there's ways for them to get a hold of you at the event. If something bad happens, blah, blah, blah. But you can just outside of that
disconnect,
you can get disconnect. It's actually not that big a deal. It's like, well,
that's
we live
for you
plenty of life without a device in your pocket all the time.
And I've done that for some weekends, especially this year. I took some weekends where I turned my phone off and didn't touch it all weekend. And honestly, that was great. Like, I was fine for the weekend. But
so that's why you didn't text me back.
Yeah. Well, that's our other reason. Not really. for the weekend, it was great. But I think a year, I think there would be that like after like a month or something like that, first month. I don't know. I feel like
it
there would
be hard
there,
for you to run a business.
Like there would be a very, yeah, there'd, be, a, there'd be a nice part. Oh, that, yeah, that's a whole.
Well, and that's some of the comments in here. Dan said, you know, if I didn't run a business, I wouldn't have social media at all. Although he also said, I'll give up my phone now for free.
Yeah.
Which I get. Patriotic Pangolin said, I've got a lot of favorite foods. I think I might be able to spare one. I don't have enough favorites to be able to spare one.
Oh, it's going
to
be a ribeye or something along those lines.
I love food too much.
I'm not giving up steak for life.
No.
Not forever. Nope. Mm-hmm. Can't do it. If it was a year.
Sure.
Maybe. Not forever. Sorry. Not forever. Just can't do it forever. Yeah. But no, the phone, I don't love it so much that I want to keep
it. It's a love hate.
Yeah.
For sure.
I think we've talked about this before.
Yeah, I think we have. I think when we think of phone, I think, at least I am thinking this, and you guys tell me, when I think of phone, I think of social media. Right? Like the phone itself, honestly, I play some games, I text some people, but it's mostly this like social media that takes my time on a phone. Like, so like, what do you guys like?
If we could go back, and we've also had this discussion. If we could go back to the phone being just a communication device, mm-hmm. that made phone calls and texts and didn't email, no more emails. Social media on your phone wasn't a thing. Games wasn't a thing. Like all of the extracurricular device add-ons that our smartphones have become, then a phone wouldn't be a big deal. I mean, I probably texted more than I should have in high school, but I wasn't glued to my phone.
I miss my BlackBerry.
Oh man.
Well, but even
razors, BlackBerry.
But even your BlackBerry, you could do emails on.
Could.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you did, but you could. Mm-hmm. My point is, even my emails, to a certain extent, I have a proclivity to go in and just delete emails because I don't like seeing having
any
the little
number
stuff.
Yeah,
so that even sucks my attention. Not because I'm trying to read every email, but just because I'm like, oh, there's emails there that I don't want them. Mm. So I'm going to open my phone and delete emails. It's not that I get notifications. I just don't want them.
Well, we're the last generation to not have phones too growing up without them, right? There was a big, vast period of time, maybe for y'all over here, Nate and I, a little bit younger and fruitful, but the time frame that we didn't have phones at all, that we could be hands-on. And what did our parents, for me, my parents, like, go outside, get lost. Like, here's a four-wheeler, here's something with an engine.
Go outside and do something.
That was, right? Don't come down back until sundown.
I think he wants to fight, though. I think he just called us old and them young.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. He's like, he didn't text me back.
But the point just being, and it wouldn't be easy, truly, like, we say it's easy.
Yeah.
I'm not actually arguing that it would be easy. But it would be nice to be able to just go back to a phone.
There's something inside of you that's like, I wish.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yep.
You could just hang up on somebody.
Like, now, I also
feeling of it.
Love the fact that I can pull my phone out and listen to music like that, yeah, or listen to a podcast or any of those things. Like, those things would go away in this situation, which would suck. Yeah. Having to have an iPod again. Like, well, that would blow. You know, now I gotta download music and
load singles, you know, songs and albums each at a time.
Yeah, but
yeah, there are things that just the instant access to information, it's just, yeah, there,
so there's,
there'd be some of those things would be,
yeah,
be hard.
There'd be some downsides.
MySpace.
I have to start reading books,
bring back LimeWire music.
Wow. Those were the good days.
I mean, we got a lot of,
on the CDs.
We do have a lot of interesting, well, from Dan and Patriotic Penguin, but both of them are talking about being able to instantly communicate with their spouse. Get that. That is really nice. I mean, I've been texting with my wife today, which has been lovely, but could easily delete internet and socials, right? It comes back to that. That is the thing that sucks time. Dan goes as far as saying, just shut the internet down for a few years and let the world heal. Fair enough. But...
And yeah, Dan, I texted you back because I
like Michael.
You didn't text Dan back.
This was like two podcasts ago now.
You didn't text Dan back.
It was in the middle of the podcast.
So there you go.
And but I got a holster.
He's very disappointed.
But I texted Dan back because I like Dan.
I see how it is.
Dan, that doesn't count. You can't play that card that your wife works with you. That doesn't count.
I mean, the be able to have the instant ability to contact somebody of importance or priority or your family, absolutely. But I want to pause and ask, like, we still got a hold of you back in the day before then. Like, there was, if we needed you, like.
Or you just didn't. And it was, that was okay that you couldn't have access to me all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It would have. True. You'd get a hold of the people you need to eventually.
Right.
If you wanted to find me, you look for my bike in somebody's front yard. That's how you found me.
Yeah, as a kid, for sure.
Yeah. Or out in front of a store or whatever. That's how you found me. All right. So I think this next one's interesting. Would you rather live in a tiny house in your dream location, and this is like tiny, like the size of this room, it's a closet, or a mansion in a place you dislike?
Oh, it's easy. You know where I know
exactly where
Give me the
going.
Tiny house.
In St. John.
And I don't care. I'm just going to sleep in the corner and spend the rest of the time outside.
Yeah, be outside, yeah.
I will be at the beach. Yes. Tiny house.
Does it matter how much land you get with the tiny house?
Don't care.
Like, can you have a tiny house in like 100 acres?
It says dream location.
That would help.
Okay, yeah, give me the tiny house.
Let's live in a shed.
Down by the river.
On 1,000 acres in Montana. Done.
I just want 10.
my horses and everything can have a bigger home than I do. I don't care.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. I pick tiny house. Dream location. What do you think, Nate?
Depends on if my kids are with me or not.
Family has to go with you.
No, I would do a tiny house in a dream location for sure. A mansion, I don't want a mansion now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I wouldn't, even if you switch this to be a tiny house, if it was a tiny house in a dream location or a mansion in a dream location, I still don't think I would pick the mansion simply because I don't want a mansion.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of house.
Mm. There's something I want to say, but I'm not going to call it what we... What about the balconies? Like, there's
the balconies.
There's no balconies.
There's no balcony. There could be a balcony on a tiny house.
Absolutely. It could be an A-frame with a little balcony.
There could be balconies in a tiny house.
Tiny balcony.
That's a whole discussion that Greg and I have had.
So do you want a balcony?
There's balconies for activities. We'll just put it that way. But no, I don't want like a mansion, truly a mansion, especially the ones Greg and I have looked at huge. Massive properties in Montana and Wyoming and Idaho and all these things. They're amazing. They're amazing properties. worth millions and millions and millions of dollars, but who actually wants to take care of
it? You have to hire, when you have property that vast, you hire people.
You hire people.
You have to have a staff.
Yeah. And then it costs more money. Well, to be fair, most of those properties had another house on the property.
For the staff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which, yeah. I'm like, I'll live in the staff house. Let's go live in the staff's house.
Airbnb the big house.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll live in the staff house.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want a mansion. Again, tiny house being relative, depending on that situation. But in this, would you rather, I would pick up a tiny house in an ideal location.
And to answer Dan's question, yes, they're both free. Like, there's no cost involved here.
Can I take the mansion in a place I hate, sell it, and buy a normal house in a place I love?
No.
Bending the rules a little?
Nope.
Yeah, but you don't have to, because there's no, like, either way, it's just free. So the money isn't part of the.
Yeah, but I can still sell the mansion.
Yeah, I'm just saying. If you don't like one, get rid of it. Get a better one.
Now you guys are just, it's a would you rather. One or the other.
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
But no, yeah, for sure, tiny house in an ideal location.
The next one's my.
Would you rather be able to fly like a bird or breathe underwater like a fish?
You guys know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Well, I know what you would do. But you need to say it because not everyone will know what you're
doing. I am flying like a bird. I'm going to not even have to flap those wings, though. I'm just Superman, and I'm going to do this. I probably shouldn't do that if somebody's going to interpret that as the wrong way. You're Superman in the movie. Like,
you just want to wear your underwear on the outside of your pants and wear a cape.
And a cape. Captain Underpants.
Can it be a Neomag cape? Can we sponsor
you give me that flag? Okay. Like, can we have a Neomag parachute, Greg? Please.
Neomag undies?
Sure. Yes. One day. Dreams will come true. Yes, I would fly. I got to get you guys. At least go to the wind tunnel with me. Would you guys do that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A wind tunnel for sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, I know you've jumped. You've had many jumps, but those were uncomfortable jumps.
So. The jumping's not the problem.
It's the landing.
It's the landing.
The hitting the ground that sucks. Yeah.
I don't know which one would be more useful, but I think. Now, do I have gills if I'm breathing underwater?
I guess.
Because if I have gills, no, that's kind of weird.
It says you can breathe underwater like a fish. So.
Yeah, if his gills, I'll pass.
What if the gills
are breathing underwater like Aquaman? I want to breathe underwater.
But you could still get eaten by something, at least in the sky. I mean, the worst case I have is a jet.
Have you seen a golden eagle? They're bigger than you are.
You ever seen Sharknado? There's sharks up there.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. I'm going to be hit by a fish in the sky. It's raining fish.
Yeah. I actually don't know. My initial answer would be fly like a bird simply because it makes transportation
it
simpler.
Would be so cool.
No more gas.
Yeah. I could get to Rhode Island quick.
The practicality of it.
Yeah.
Seems great.
There's some fun. There's also fun with it. Yeah. I've had dreams about flying and it's always wonderful, but I know you don't like the water, but I'm actually like you, Tib. I love the water. I love being in the water.
I think
water.
I would like it more if I didn't think I was going to die every time I go.
If you can breathe, it's less likely you're going to die.
But it's also the sand. I don't care for sand. But yeah, I'm like surprised sand. It's not the... I'll go back. Which answer did you give, Tib?
Oh, the water.
Yeah. Okay, that was going to say. Yeah, that's what I would think you would want.
Yeah.
Unless you had gills.
Yeah, the gills would kind of, I don't think my wife would like that.
It's kinda it doesn't work. Say anything about gills, so just go normal tips.
He's got to wear a turtleneck all the time.
No.
Margie says she wants to fly like an eagle.
Yes.
Fly like an eagle.
There it is. But no, yeah, I don't know, man. That's a hard one. I'm not sure what my answer would be.
Hawkman is a dope character.
Fly like a bird, I guess. I'm
just gonna, I have a question. Can I sneak in and do one?
Go.
Sure.
Would you rather drink this awful spicy water?
Nope.
Or die from dehydration?
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Wow,
that got dark.
Well, I guess I'm
going to drink that nastiness. Yeah.
So this is liquid death.
It's so bad.
Flavored so sparkling water, and it's awful.
It's so good.
It's awful.
I think you're the only one that likes it. Here,
what makes it spicy? Like, it's gross.
It says it's gross. I think it's like habanero. It actually has a warning on it.
It's awful.
So I've had. I'll try that. I've had people over my house that I've had tasted that. Actually, Jason Shipley really liked it.
I didn't say you were the only person. I said the only one person here.
Well, it's because you guys don't have the sophisticated palate that I have.
You're full of crap.
Compared to whiskey, this is nothing. So I can just chug this.
I like whiskey.
Yeah, I mean, I like whiskey too. With that,
as whiskey's
now, Tib doesn't like whiskey.
Not real whiskey. Girly whiskey. Jameson.
He said, I heard they had root beer for adults.
Yeah. Root beer, Bailey's, and Kahlua? Ooh.
All right. Would you rather have super strength or super intelligence?
Move big things or do lots of things?
I'm going super intelligence. I can build something that makes me be able to lift and move big things.
Iron Man.
Super intelligence.
I'm already pretty dang smart. I don't know what more I could really.
I thought you were going to say, I was thinking opposite.
I'm thinking super intelligence because I'm not the smartest. So I have a lot to gain there. I think super, like, imagine what you could accomplish if you could predict and just, if, yeah.
Well,
there's got to be a flip side.
I don't think you're able to, like, tell the future.
No, not psychic, but if you were that intelligent and you could see patterns in society and stock markets, mm-hmm. be able to, there's so many different things you could do if you were the smartest man in the room.
I think the flip side to that too, would you would face the downside of it. If you know so much, it's almost like, you know so much, it'll get you in trouble. Yeah. But it's also, you know so much or recognize things and traits from other people that it almost pushes you away from the interaction of wanting to deal with other people.
I already do that.
A highly intelligent person.
I already deal with that. So Dan says Batman doesn't beat Superman by strength.
There you go. There you go.
Oh, we're going to go down that rabbit hole.
Oh.
Dan's the one that said it. I didn't.
So who wins?
The age old Superman.
That's why. I mean, you can do a lot with, like, super strength is cool. It's fun. There's some neat things you can do with it. But at the end of the day, you can lift stuff.
I can lift stuff.
I pick it up and put it down.
You had a rusty bolt. You couldn't get loose. You just.
I wouldn't have to work out anymore.
You would not have to work out.
You don't have to work
out
now.
I enjoy working out.
I do have to, because I'm getting old and my body's going to break down if I don't. In this case, I don't have to worry about that. I have super strength. I'm just.
I mean, your dad's old. He doesn't work out. He complains a lot.
And he's falling apart. And he's falling apart.
He says,
you're proving my point.
No, I mean, but that's for me. I think I would rather be super smart. Yes, Dan, all of DC sucks. Marvel's better.
That's true.
So Iron Man. Yeah. But
Iron Man.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'd go with the intelligence. I mean, there's the gentleman, I don't know what his company was, but he made his fortune, and you guys are probably going to know it. But he spent, I don't know, probably the last decade trying to reverse his age, and he's like a 50-year-old man, but his genetic build and blood work and everything else is reporting him of like a mid-20-year-old. Like, he has spent millions on his health.
He's trying to earn money on your health.
Well, when you have that kind of money, but or that intelligence that builds to that point, and if that's something that you want to pursue or that endeavor, but I mean,
so wait. If I have super intelligence, I could probably figure out
how to
fly like a bird or breathe underwater while I'm living in my tiny house. While I'm living on my mansion on my dream property. And I create my own robots to do my labor for me.
Sounds like you planned this out.
I'm just walking this back.
Just living the good life.
I can figure it out. All right. Would you rather fight a shark in open water or a bear in the forest?
Hold on. Before we continue, your dad just jumped in.
Oh, yeah? Oh.
Yep. He just said, hold on just a second. He's insulted by your falling apart comment. Greg,
prove me wrong.
Oh. Use your head.
I say that all the time. No.
Greg, welcome to the live.
Is
Greg
on YouTube?
Senior.
I don't see him on YouTube.
He's on Facebook.
Oh, Facebook.
But he just jumped in. Welcome, Greg Davis, Senior.
Welcome, Dad.
Apparently, you're old and falling apart, according to your son.
Yeah, come use the gym that I have for you.
Come beat him up. You can. I believe in you.
Well, yes. See, I called you old, and now you're calling your dad old.
He's my old man.
See, all right. Anyway,
would you rather fight a shark in open water or a bear in the forest with only a spear?
Oh, awful.
How well can you swim?
Yeah, not very well. I think I'm going bear in the forest.
I'm going shark.
Mm.
They only have one end that is dangerous, right?
Okay.
Whereas a bear has four appendages that can hurt you and a mouth. I just have to avoid one end of a shark.
Hard to move in the water.
Yeah, I can't move very well in the water.
You can't move as well as a bear. None of us can move as well as a bear on land either.
I can move better.
Yes, Dan, you have a spear for the shark as well.
I feel like if I'm going to lose, I'm going to lose faster against the bear as well. And I don't want to have to.
I don't know. Have you seen shark bites? They take out huge chunks. Bears just like shred you, whereas a shark will literally take
bite you in half.
Chunks out of you. I'm just saying I'm going for a shark. I think I could take a shark. Again, I just have to avoid your mouth. Bears, you got to avoid a lot of appendages in a mouth.
Either way, you just got to poke him in the eye. Then you win.
Dan said he just used it on himself.
Yeah, just fall on your own spear.
Smart. Shark.
Get over with.
I'm going with the bear. I've been in the ocean. I've swam with fishes, done all of that, and I enjoy it a lot. I really enjoy spear fishing. That is such a blast. However, I've drank salt water. It does not taste good. Not being able to breathe and then having something bite you that potentially puts me in shock and something that I can't breathe in or on. Yeah, no, thank you. I'd rather have a fighting chance or a retreating chance. Whereas in the water, I can't move no matter what fast enough to get away. Even if I poke and prod, I'm just going to tick you off and you're going to keep coming back, or hopefully you swim away. But the advantage of me getting away is very slim. Whereas a bear, I got trees, I got things to throw, I got the spear, and hopefully my little chicken legs will keep me going.
I've got my one move already planned out with the bear.
Kick him in between the legs?
No, I have my spear like this. And then as it comes at me, when I fall on the ground, the spear, back of the spear sticks on the ground.
It's like a movie.
And then it comes at me and it goes. And then
See, like my thought was, what?
Sure.
<That'll laughs> it's like a cartoon.
He's watched too many movies.
What type of bear is it and what type of shark? Because a black or a brown bear, there's a very big difference. And you're talking like a bull shark or a great white or something.
Mm. Or a tiger shark.
Yeah, those, you know, like, I'll take my chances with a black bear over a grizzly.
But the wide variety of shark versus the much lower, smaller variety of bear, you have a much smaller percentage chance of any sort of bear versus the huge, wide variety of shark. A little, like, reef shark, whatever.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why I'm saying survival chance against shark. It doesn't specify the shark. So, yeah, I'll take a shark every day of the week.
What if it's a baby bear?
What if it's a polar bear?
Oh,
it's gummy
bear.
God. Oh, man.
Be awful.
The most aggressive. What if it's a gummy bear?
Oh, see, now we're talking.
Here's the problem. You like to make your gummy bears hard. No.
What?
No
wait,
spear.
Wait,
I like to freeze them.
Okay. So,
sorry. All right.
I didn't know where you
somewhere
were going.
Real dark. A spear will not penetrate his frozen gummy bears. They are so
extra chewy.
Why do you freeze
so gross?
Because they're extra chewy.
Like, do you suck on it and chew it?
No.
Like
all right. Hold on.
I just dump mine in vodka.
Dan.
I was just going to say that, Dan.
Bears Dan beats Battlestar Galactica. Dan has the best,
I was waiting
best
for
comment of the day.
I was waiting for the pause, and I was going to say that.
That's funny.
Well, I think that's it.
Pangolin says he'll take a nurse shark.
Hello, nurse.
Nerf?
Nurse shark. What's the little sucker shark? The little tiny ones that just like...
Pleco?
Jack, Happy Bob, Brown, Polar Bear, take the shark, black, then bear. Okay, fair enough. All right, next one.
Would you rather be the last human alive on Earth or be surrounded by humans, but everyone is zombies that you must constantly run from?
All right, I need to make sure I understand.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
What's zombies?
So you're not really surrounded by humans because they're zombies. So you're surrounded by zombies?
I guess.
Because that's what it sounds.
I think that's what they're trying to say, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going last human. You're really the last human regardless.
Yeah, but
are you alone or zombies chasing you is the question.
Yeah, that sounds boring though.
What type of zombies?
I kind of want some zombies to pick off when I'm bored.
You could go fight a bear if you're bored.
What if
you're the last human?
What if there's no bears because the zombies ate the bears?
Yeah. I don't know.
Again,
without knowing the specifics, I can't choose the zombies. I have to say alone.
I'm just going alone.
Because if it's like those really slow zombies and you can just... Okay, but...
If it's... It does like World War Z zombies?
Yeah. I'll be alone, thanks.
It does say you have to constantly run from them.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's exhausting.
That does sound exhausting.
I'll just go sit on the beach alone and eat coconuts.
I was going to say, like, if you know, if it's one or the other, I don't want to constantly be battling zombies if I can just be alone. I'm the last person regardless. I'm the last person, so I might as well just be alone. It's fine.
Yeah.
I think I would get bored.
You would.
I would get so bored.
You would sound bored.
At least on the run, at least I constantly had something to do.
Well, that's what, so Pantheonic Panelian said, kid, get creative and have fun with the zombies. And Dan said, at least zombies give you something to do.
It'd be like Zombieland. He had a blast.
That's kind of my point, is like the zombies give me something to do.
Like, and constantly on the run doesn't necessarily mean I'm constantly at a sprint. It's just I'm constantly, you know, I'm moving.
But you also don't have time for like any survival either.
Yeah, I don't. You don't become live a long. Zombie.
I don't know.
It's inevitable eventually.
You don't live long in that scenario, which maybe that's the win. I guess I don't know. But you don't live long because you don't have time to collect any survival type of scenario. You don't have any time to create a spot for you to
shelter
or anything. You're always running. You're always moving. Always trying to survive.
How much time do you have that being alone?
It says constantly run. You're constantly moving. Whereas if you're alone,
I'll be alone.
You can build yourself a little.
Tiny house
on whatever property you want.
On whatever property you want.
And then build robots because you're super intelligent.
So
actually, the whole world is your property.
Yeah, and then
that's right.
Just restart civilization to take on the zombies.
Which leads us to the next question. The last question I have. Would you rather rebuild civilization with only five random strangers or with one person you despise? So it doesn't really say what your relationship is with.
That's easy.
Because at first there are five random strangers, but eventually you're going to know them pretty well.
You're rebuilding civilization.
You're going to get to know them pretty well.
Intimately.
I'll take the five strangers. Because if it's someone there's not many people I really dislike. There's probably only three. I don't want to be. No, not you three. I don't want to be stuck with any of them trying to rebuild society because I already despise them. I'll take my chances with the strangers. And also, like you said, if you have to rebuild population genetically, the more people, probably the better.
What if it ends up being five people that you hate?
I'll take the chance.
I'm just thinking of the two people that you despise, not to be political, but I'm just thinking like Trump and Biden, like put them two together, like good luck boys, like figure this out. I'm gonna go with the five strangers. At least you have a better chance of survival. You have a better chance of having a majority vote versus 50-50 split constantly. And then you also have a chance of maybe they agree with you versus hating you off the rip. And you can only tolerate people so much. And if you have to tolerate somebody you despise to rebuild this entire civilization, there's probably going to be one less civilization and one less person or two by the end of it. So
plus the two people I despise are guys. So we're not rebuilding anything that way. There you go.
More hands make it easier.
Yeah.
I'm going five.
Dan and Pangolin both say strangers as well.
Yep. More hands make it easier.
That's
more
probably the best hands. One. Easiest one.
Yeah, that was pretty easy. All right. That was pretty good.
Well done, everybody.
Pretty good. All right. We are going to head into our final segment to wrap this baby up.
Faith anchors us. Fuel drives us. Let's open God's word and find the wisdom we need to live it out every day.
So the reason that we did this today is there's a lot of very serious, heavy things going on, and they all need to be handled and talked about. Like all my podcasts that I listen to, like all of them are great conversations, you know, just about what's going on and very serious and good stuff. But I feel like it's also important to take time to step back and just have some fun conversation and laugh. And so the verse I found today is Proverbs 17:22. It says, a joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. I think God wants us to have a joyful heart. He wants us to have joy that we find in him. And that joy doesn't come from our world. It comes through him. And so I think it's just important to stop and have some fun conversations and ask silly questions and, oh, what's your guys' thoughts on it?
You know how we all have that friend who is always happy, content, joyful, just everyone has at least one acquaintance like that, that they're just always positive and fun to be around. And you feel that energy and you feed off that energy when you're with that person. So that's kind of what I thought when I read this for the first time, that positivity and joy is contagious and it's good for your soul and it's good to be around that person, especially if you're, you know, down or struggling or having a bad day or something.
Absolutely.
There's always that person who, no matter what, you know,
because there are studies that show like there are chemical things that happen just when you smile. Even if you fake a smile, force a smile, it actually fires off things, synapses and stuff in your brain that makes you feel better and stuff. Like laughing creates hormones in your body that make you feel better and stuff like that. It's just like there's God made us this way so that so that when we laugh and smile and are happy and joyful and stuff like that, that it makes us feel better too. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you guys 100% on that. Like I've been doing it to myself and challenging friends to not take the negative and let it fester or sit with you. And that's where it's like, it dries up the bone. And I challenge them also, and even myself the most, right, in self-reflection is to be positive, even when you're growing or doing something or building a business, whatever it may be. You're not where you want to be, the finish line, right? But it's about the journey, but it's about also being joyful for where you are from where you've come. And that's sometimes the hard challenge for me, for sure, but for others is we get negative because we say things aren't happening right now. Mm-hmm. They aren't happening in the moment. And we're completely negating the positive aspect of it. And when somebody accomplishes a goal or achieves something, to see that moment of joy in their face, the excitement is exactly what I can relate this to, is it's the good medicine, right? And it's hard, but to take the positive from everything and to have the joy and to continue to spread that and have that good medicine versus feeding or letting that negative energy come into your life and just dry you up, because we see it when we have a hard time. We see
it's
that
contagious
person
both ways.
It reflects, yep. Right? And then we on the opposing side, we absorb that as well, whether it be empathy or compassion or care, but we still feel that emotion. So yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. And it's a great one for me this week. You know, it's being positive. Don't let one little negative thing or one mindset slow you down from being joyful from where you are, where you've come, and what you've done to get to where you are at that moment.
Yeah. Good. Really neat.
I mean, I've said this a lot for our segment, or our Faith and Fuel segment, is it's good advice. It's amazing going into anything, events, outings, any of those kind of things, something that you're looking at, even if you were looking at something as something you didn't want to go to, work trips, nights out, I don't know, whatever you want to,
dentist,
your kids, a band concerts, whatever
concerts.
It is, those kind of things. If you are looking or not looking forward to it, if you are having negative thoughts about those kind of things, trying to change the internal monologue to something positive. I want to go to this. This is something that I can have a good spirit about. Even if you didn't inherently enjoy it, because it still wasn't necessarily fun, it will at least help you to tolerate it better.
You're blessed to have that opportunity.
Yeah, it's still something that...
Do I love listening to them play music? Maybe, maybe not. But I am blessed to have those kids and be able to go to their band.
I think at that point, like, I've been trying to have the mindset lately of saying, I don't have to do this. I get to do this.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's a good one.
There's a difference. There's a big difference. That have to and get to is a completely different mindset.
Well, it's a mindset. And that's all I feel like this is really saying. I mean, it's more than that.
But yeah.
You need to change it, or you need to ask for help to change it, because if you're only going to go in dejected to everything all the time, you're only going to be a sad sack, you know? So
you've got the freedom to make something as good or as bad as you want it to be.
So
it's just something
that's a struggle.
I've been teaching my kids that for a long time. I was like, you can make going to whatever going to, like, you can make today, you can ruin today if you want to, or you
it's
can
your
make today,
choice.
You can make today a great day if you want to.
Right.
This is really up to you how you go into this day. What is your perspective? And that's kind of what you're getting into. Like, I love, if I ever make it enough of a priority, there's a couple books I want to write. One of them is on perspective. I think perspective
yes.
changes everything.
I'll read
it's
it.
That I get to versus I have to.
I love that.
Just
really
that perspective
that.
Is huge. Just, you know, I think a lot of us are sitting in the midst of blessing that we prayed for and wanted so much before. We're now in, at least I know I'm living in a lot of those blessings that I wanted before. But those blessings also come with downsides too. But the sinful side of me focuses on those,
the bad,
on the bad side of it, instead of just enjoying that I'm actually living within the blessings mm-hmm. that I wanted so badly. Yeah. Penguin Sharon, 1 Peter 3:13. Let's look that up.
Yeah. You should write that book. I think that would be a really good book. I think the perspective is huge.
I could talk for hours just on that. I think it's a great perspective. Says, now who is there? This is 1 Peter 3:13. Now who is there to harm you if you are zealous for what is good? Who is there to harm you if you are zealous for what is good? So I think just, it goes on to say, but even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you will be blessed. Have no fear of them, nor be troubled. But in your hearts, honor Christ, the Lord is holy. Always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you, yet do it with gentleness and respect, having a good conscience, so that when you are slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Christ may be put to shame. But it is better to suffer for doing good, if that should be God's will, than for doing evil. I actually have that highlighted in my Bible. That's good stuff. Thanks, Penguin. So there was purpose behind us doing this today, of just doing would you rather questions. Even Dan said that he enjoys that a lot, and so there's purpose behind it. It's not just being silly, just to be silly, but it's fun, and fun means it's enjoyable, and enjoyable means we get to laugh, and laughing is important to do. So.
I think it was a great episode, especially with you coming into town. You know, we don't get to see you every day.
It's awesome to have you.
They
here
have to put up with me 24/7 and listen to me rant.
It's fun to be here.
But sitting here in this episode today, in lieu of everything that's going on politically, and the divisiveness, and the evil in the world, this was very much needed. Nate, you're about to go on your camping trip with your mm-hmm. family. We're going to miss you at ORD, but I'm super excited that this is your time of the year. Like, I know, mm-hmm. don't text him, don't bother him. If you do, he'll get back to you.
I was
going to
miss him.
He misses the dog, right? So he's got one set of clothes, same set of jeans for every day of the week, right? But this was a great episode. Get to interact with all the subscribers and everybody, and just to get to laugh with you guys. It's always nice to not go in with so much pressure sometimes with what we have to talk about and the seriousness of the world and in lieu of current situations.
Yep. Very good. All right.
Let's hit that red button.
That one. There we go. Thanks for tuning in to Life, Liberty, and Equipped. If today's conversation challenged you, encouraged you, or helped you get more equipped to pursue your mission, share with a friend, drop a comment, and leave us a review.
Don't forget, we go live on the Neomag YouTube channel, so be sure to subscribe and turn on notifications so you can be part of the next live show.
And if you're not already part of the Neomag Insiders Club, now's the time. Get early access to Neomag gear, exclusive content, and front row seats to everything we're building.
Until next time, live boldly, stand for liberty, and stay equipped. See you soon.
Bye.